Magnificent said the cow, black and white about the brow. Woman and idiot and let her through. Magnificent in cow, the rope, the dump, the diddly dow, rope, the dump, the diddly dow, rope, the dump, the diddly dow, rope, the diddly dow, dum. Magnificent bought a goat, hairy tail and hairy throat, brought her home in Murphy's boat. Magnificent churning, magnificent soap one day, it went into Murphy's hay. Maggie had the bill to pay, Maggie sold her goat, called the rump, the dump, the diddly dow, rump, the dump, the diddly dow, rump, the dump, the diddly dow, rump, the diddly dow, dum. Maggie Pickens had the duck, had the very worst of luck, tried to swim but it got stuck. Maggie Pickens laughing, Maggie Pickens for the drink, put the mouse upon the lake, duck she followed in his wake. Maggie fell an egg, jumped around the duck, the diddly dow, jump the duck, the diddly dow, jump the diddly dow, around the diddly dow. Maggie Pickens' big romance started at the harvest time. She didn't think she'd have a chance. Maggie Pickens courting, Maggie Pickens all the said. She didn't think she'd ever win. She's an awful little dead. Maggie's getting wet. And around the gap, the diddly dow, around the gap, the diddly dow, around the gap, the diddly dow, around the diddly dow, dum.
Warblings have the first prize of £500 in their fist. I'm sure they're in love with that too. And why not? Good luck to them.
The sweetest thrill is knowing you want. Never thought I'd feel it again. So long ago, I almost forgot it. It's coming back like the old refrain. Just to be in love again. That old
the winner of the National Song Contest, this the 13th one in 1977, and that's the song, and they're the singers who will be going to Wembley in London to represent us in the Eurovision Song Contest on the 2nd of April. And I think I might tell you, listeners on radio, that the Swarbriggs and Nicola and Angela were beautifully dressed, the boys in sort of yachting blazers almost, and the girls in black and white dresses, black with polka dots and little accessories and white. They were beautifully drilled. They had their movements absolutely drilled to a T, and I think that they'll represent us very well. The four Briggs plus two. Well, so now it's time for us, my producer, Roisin Dorrigan, and myself to say thank you for listening. By the way, if you heard our little halftime quiz, write into Music Quiz, Music on the Move, RTE Radio, and we'll announce the winner, if there is one, on Wednesday evening, 5:15 to 6:20. So with that, we say goodbye to you and hand you back to Ruth Buchanan.
And thank you very much, Liam DeValley.
That was the time signal for 10 o'clock, and here is the news read by Charles Mitchell. The Fianna Fáil party on Desh ended in Dublin this evening, and delegates voted to give the party leader Mr. Lynch and the national executive...
I hear you went to the Big Pig Symposium at the RDS. Did you enjoy it, Nell?
Not at all. It's very disappointing. Not a sign of a policeman anywhere.
Damn it, George. We'll never get this place ready before Jack Lynch arrives.
Ah, shut up, Charlie, and keep on shoveling that slurry.
Did you hear about the train load of party supporters who arrived too early at the RDS and found themselves at the pig fair?
When did they notice the difference?
Difference?
What difference?
There's one thing about this dish. You might not like the speech, but you might not agree with the speech of Bush Bank. The atmosphere's powerful.
As a spokesman for the Garda Síochána, I wish to protest against your earlier so-called joke, which seemed to refer to policemen as pigs. This is unwarranted, cruel, unkind, and hurtful in the extreme, and I demand an independent inquiry. Furthermore, if you ever say anything like that again...
I'm not going to play interrogation with you ever again!
Right, lad, here it is. We've been accused of being members of the heavy gang. So here's the answer.
What is it, Chief?
A son of us.
Did you hear about the new way to make cigarette smoking safe?
No, help.
You send your cigarettes to the heavy gang. And they beat the tar out of them.
Get a picture of this. It's a show you can't miss. If you want to be found with an ear to the ground, get an ear full of cheap, get a look of the wink, get music and cracks, get a laugh, get a tax, so they got the wax, get an ear full of this.
During the week just passed, allegations and denials were flowing fast and furious about Garda brutality. True or false? We smuggled our meandering microphone into the local station, disguised as a rather dented baton.
Good morning, Vanguard the Sweetness. My, someone's looking well today.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. It's awfully nice of you to say so. Oh, look, the station cat. Puss, puss, puss.
Isn't she a pet?
Ah, did you remember to water the flowers, sir?
Of course I did. Sure, the poor things would be parched without us.
You've such a love of animals and flowers, Sergeant O'Gentle.
I know. Listen, Vanguard, I hope you didn't have any trouble on the beat.
There was a fella parked on a double yellow line on the street.
Oh, no. You didn't give him a ticket, did you?
I suppose I should have, but... somehow I didn't have the heart.
Oh, good. It breaks me up to see the unhappiness in their faces when that happens.
Oh, look. Here comes Gardner Kindness with someone.
Oh, bad news, everybody. I caught this fella actually breaking into the back of a bed.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. Surely there's some explanation, girl.
Well, that's what I said. I said, just give me an excuse, and and we'll forget the whole thing.
Yes, just a good explanation.
Any explanation? We're talking to you. Speak when you're spoken to.
He's best to the officer.
Speak! Okay, then.
Oh, who's in there?
Among the many protests that the infamous Neil Corbini show has been one that it is holding up the farming community to ridicule. These wonderful men and women who are the cream of our country are naturally furious, as we discovered when we attended a monster protest meeting organized yesterday by the Wyndham Wicker branch of the Irish Country Women's Association.
We protest! What's going to be done? As Lady Chairman, I am to say what action is appropriate. Now, Mrs. Belcher, you will be in charge of the clubhouse. And I think we should definitely lay out one that says, Wyndham Wicker DPOers ask to raise family language.
There are only a shower of holes up there.
Right. Now, listen, the boss will be leaving the Wyndham Wicker Arms Hotel at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
On a point of order, Madam Chairman.
Yes, Mrs.
How are we going to get in any shopping if we leave that late?
And I think there should be tea and a picture as well. I hope we go to Secrets of the Call Girl.
Now, just a minute, please. Mrs. Coomera, this is a protest against the way RTA is snaring at the farmers of Ireland. It is not one of our artistic activities, out.
Well, I'm not going up there just parade up and down in front of RTA.
Here. It could be raining. It'll wreck my new hat.
Wait a minute, please, lady. I think I've got the solution. Now, if we postpone this to a Saturday, we can go up and protest against offence and degradation and unfairness of RTE, leaving in all kinds of time. So that when we've made our protest, we can all go to the Late Late Show.
Tonight's Thomas Davis lecture in the series Minorities in Europe deals with prohibited minorities in the Irish Republic. And here to give the lecture is Thomas Davis.
Forbidden to speak on the national broadcasting services, banned by the government, Ireland's illegal organization ought to give the proper names of the main ones, the...
Lennell, have you taken leave of your senses? Dr. O'Brien? Dr. O'Brien? If you're listening, I'm most darkly sorry.
But, sir, you can't...
Cut me no buts, Grinnell. Get the subversive out of here.
Yes, sir, if you'd just stop sitting on his head. I'm practicing the fellowship laws to send electricity at Berlin. This way, please.
Grinnell, write out 5,000 times. This is one of the finest broadcasting stations in Europe.
Oh, no. The infernal human emissaries he has passed over for controller of programs.
Recent pictures of coursing in the Irish Times have given rise to the perennial controversy about that sport. Should it be allowed? We went along to ask a keen follower, Canon Connor Costatius of Clissuit.
Down! All right, me good man. You can come down out of that tree now. A lot of...
Thank you, Colonel.
Aren't you that fellow that sneaks into the back of the church every Sunday, 3/4 through Mass?
No, Colonel. I represent Radio Earful.
Radio is the devil's plaything.
Yes. We're just carrying out a little survey about coursing.
Oh, I see now. You're one of them communist atheist Protestants that want to fire.
Well, it does seem rather cruel.
Cruel. The most natural thing in the world.
How do you mean?
Certain species were created to hunt on. The lion, the deer, greyhound, hare, parish priest, the parishioner.
Yes, but pardon my saying so, some people think it's
Not very fitting for a man of the cloth to be involved in blood sport.
Less than a change if you don't want to scare.
But you do keep a number of dogs, you must admit.
I'll not take that tone of voice from a man who hasn't been to confession for 5 years.
Well, I assure you, Colonel, that's all.
Giles, I'll have you know that apart altogether from the 4,000 they won me last year, my dog provide a useful service to the parish.
What service is that, Colonel?
I have them trained so that when some blackguard like yourself is in a ditch with a woman, they'll sniff him out and drive him onto me black horn stake. Go, Rover! Go! 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 Go!
And then, in midweek, like a bolt from the blue, came the shock headline in the evening press. It's war! Yes, indeed. Ireland's navy was at war. With the whole world. Well, we thought to ourselves, what's a war without a good rousing victory song? So, here come the grim-faced earful singers dressed in German war surplus helmets and nets. Forward, men!
And women!
Oh, yes, why not?
Loudly the note of the foghorn is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the breeze.
Slipping their anchors, our navy is bounding to stop all them foreigners from fishing our seas.
Shout it out clear and loud, tell all that Brussels crowd, 50 mile limits and no more ado.
Rip nets where'er they steer, take all their landing gear, onward with Donegan, it's Paddy Aboo.
Who was the man sent the arms smugglers reeling, kicked up the transom and flat on their face?
Who was the man gave Carew the odd feeling, retirement was better than a thundering disgrace?
Fighting with tooth and nail, Spaniards and Frenchmen quail, Dutch and Romanians and those from Peru.
And when his name they hear, Russians go white with fear.
Strike for our fisheries, it's Paddy Aboo. All over Ireland the people are saying, how can we stop them, oh how can it be?
No need to worry, cause all of us praying for weather so terrible they can't put to sea.
This cry be on your lips, stop all the fish and chips, both of our navy will be up and through.
And summer will be past when we give in at last.
It's an election year for Paddy Aboo.
The Wonderful World of Wildlife, Episode 7043, Secrets of the Swamp Birds. Deep in the heart of the dark continent lie the Yuk-Puku Swamps, home of many strange and wonderful species. Hans and Eva Vetterdrawers, the famous German naturalists, have taken their cameras there in search of the rare crested haunts.
Yeah? Here in der Yuk-Puku, many strange breeds of flora and fauna have themselves established.
Look, Hans, a herd of wild elephant. Let us cautiously draw closer and make observations on what they are doing.
Ah, so. Oh, ho, ho. Ein keine Nachtmusik, nein? The dirty old packer them.
Silence, speak. You are frightening the metal world.
Look, Eva. Look. Flying across the sky. Can it be the rare crested point?
Nein, it is the 12:45 flight to New York. It is time you got changed your bespectacles. But why?
What?
Look. A nest with an egg in it, caught in him. It must be 2 meters in diameter. What bird can this be?
Eva, I'm going to make a rather unusual request of you.
You mean?
Yeah, yeah. You can hatch it.
Oh.
She always was a wunderbar lady.
Oh.
taking?
What is it? Is it the rare crystal phones?
Nein! It is the weekly cereal, still first up again from the country. Look out! I think it is going to explode!
Der Spiel so far. After many vicissitudes, not to mention ups and downs, polling day is dawning in the vital by-election in which Martine Magomas is running for the government interest. Unfortunately, though, our hero has got involved in a gang, in a party given by Goretti Gouger, a strange wife of his rival, Mick Gouger, and Guevara O'Hara, a well-bred follower of Karl Marx. Episode 12, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. What? Election day dawned as it can only in Ireland, land of the finest sunrises in the world. Everywhere the constituency was a hive of activity, with party workers defacing their opponents' posters, roaring into loudspeakers and dragging unwilling old age pensioners to the polls. But where was Martine? Gerald Gubdor, TD, was worried.
Where the hell is he? He should have been around here hours ago, buying whiskey for the punters and promising them jobs.
Yes, it is here for news.
What's up, Party Hack?
He's a woman Guevara O'Hara's house with GMO Zombie and a crowd of loose women.
My God, if the voters hear about this, what a bandit. Come on, Ben. We've got to rescue him.
Meanwhile...
Oh, he played in the head.
Where are we? What happened?
Give me and you don't remember. You're death with mercy.
Oh, we certainly let it all hang out last night, comrade.
What? I don't know what you mean. What time is it? My God, it's election day.
McGormand! Get over there quick before we see you.
Come on, Jem, we've work to do.
Hey, Martin, you forgot these.
Forgot what?
These trousers.
Oh, God!
And so the busy day went on of speech-making, checking lists, and, of course, voting.
What's your name?
Mickey Pat Blaine Murphy.
Michael Patrick Blaine.
Just a minute.
Did I see you voted under a different name 10 minutes ago? Blaine me?
Mickey Pat Murphy's been dead 10 years.
I have not. That's only a bleeding rumour.
That man voted at my station 5 years ago under the name of Seamus Bleeding Slattery.
And at mine as Thomas Bleeding O'Kelly.
And at mine as Liam Bleeding Cosgrave.
Arrest him!
Oh, here's where I make a fast bleeding exit.
Disgraceful. Imagine slurring the fair name of the world's greatest little democracy like that. What will the outcome of the election be? Don't miss next week's final nail-biting episode of Still Further Up Again from the Country.
Nobody knows for certain how a painkiller works. But as you can see from this diagram, before it can get to the pain, it's got to be absorbed by the stomach and into the bloodstream. That's why we recommend chalk. Chalk may not do your headache any good, but there's no better way of drawing on a blackboard.
Here at Indesit, we're famous for our washing machines, but we also believe in the new biological miracle, Bold, the perfect powder for all front loaders. Now, madam, what have you brought along for our test wash today?
Well, there's my husband's shirt with bicycle oil and stout on it, and the baby's bib with the chocolate and stuff down the front. Oh, and wait, you see these?
Please, madam.
Oh, Bold. No wonder they call them indecent washing machines.
As reported in Wednesday morning's papers, there was international consternation at the under-21 tennis championships in Torquay when the Irish team forgot their own national anthem. The band didn't know the tune either, but our three trusty tennis-playing teeny boppers hummed their own version and pointed out,
"Even if we didn't know the right tune, nobody could spot the difference."
On checking later with the Irish Embassy in London, it took 3 attempts before one of the staff finally decided that the Irish national anthem was...
The soldier's son?
Now, there's a challenge for Dr. Connor Cruz O'Brien. Instead of mucking about with our perfectly healthy constitution, why not conduct a Connor crusade for a new anthem? Something less militaristic to please our northern cousins. And all the better if it's a popular ditty we can all join in. We canvassed cabinet opinion, and Garrett Fitzgerald plumped for
a very nice to go travelling.
While Richie Ryan would always prefer
money, money, money.
And Paddy Donegan's secretary simply indicated a sign on the door that said
gone fishing.
And even Mr. Cosgrave ventured the opinion that
there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this place.
Meanwhile, the opposition was in similar disarray with votes for
Jack in the Box,
the funky Gibbon,
Charlie as Miss Ireland,
Collie the boy from Killan.
Not to mention, give Ireland back to the Ardesh. So we turned the problem over to a group of real experts.
One, two, three, four, stupid living still alive. Six and a half, also eight.
This meeting will never come to order.
No, I'm not taking any orders.
Why not?
The bar is closed.
Amen, amen. Here is what we have done. No, we don't have. What we have to do is get everybody to vote for us.
When I saw the headline in Wednesday's Irish Times, it said, all souls bared in Beulah dispute. I thought he must be gone off streaking in my favourite happy.
No, of course not. Señor Suarez has nothing to do with that. It's Desi and Justin that are making an exhibition of themselves over the mine in Navan.
Who's our man anyway? Señor, what's his name?
He's the Prime Minister of Portugal, you know.
Oh, aye. Small enough to be Portugal, all right. The Italian tea shop, is that it?
No, Portugal. It's that little bit running down on the left of Spain.
Not a fact. I didn't think the Spaniards would tolerate anything to the left. But go on anyway, what do you have for?
He was asking us about support to join in the EC.
Right, we in the EC already. How do we want his support?
I mean, he was looking for our support to get his country in.
Oh, tell him not to bother joining that lot. We've had nothing but trouble since we went into that. Inflation, unemployment, Taylor made president for Fianna Fáil, and a lot of superior postcards from Dick Burke.
Well, anyway, you told Señor Suarez you'd back him up.
Did I?
You did. Wasn't he here the other day, and you promised every support for his application?
Oh, him? I didn't know that was him. Couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Well, he does speak Portuguese.
Try and tell me that now.
For heaven's sake, no. We never allow some persons to cellulose, don't we? Not an RTD, at any rate. No, indeed. It was the seven dwarfs. Grumpy, Justin, Agatha, Forge. And what were they doing, children?
Pulling strings, Auntie Dorothy.
Oh, goodness, no, not this time. We're thinking of my last story about Big Bad Liam and the Puppet Cabinet. No, this time, they were working underground at the Beulah Gold Mine, Egg Ubber Fay Hollow. So when Desi the White and her friends, the forest animals, and the Hanley Fiona, when they arrived at the mine and saw all this, Desi the White was very cross. At this, the seven dwarfs threw down their dice and cards and stopped placing bets. And Grumpy Justin had been very grumpy indeed, because he was quite enjoying the game. And a big argument broke out. Argument, Gahanamora thought, and they started throwing things at one another. Kofoinaka, Kofiraka, everything in fact, except the kitchen was in. In fact, there was no kitchen sink. So now you know how the Leinster Gold Mine became the mud-slinging match of 1977. Next week's chapter is called Re-Raw Agus Rola Ola, in which each side tried to wash themselves clean in a magic pool of detergent containing the miracle ingredient, election promise. So don't miss that if you really want a fairy tale and a half.
The soothing sound of pipe music and commercials on certain city bus routes brings comfort to some commuters. More discerning passengers, however, would much prefer the cheery, light banter that can be heard on the driver's shortwave radio system.
Breaker 1-9. This here's Rubber Duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on.
Hey, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to unlock. Come on.
Yeah.
Snow, the wind a blowin', the sky was dark and gray. I was driving south, the usual route, my 47A. But it's a lonely buyer of a thoroughfare, and you wonder what's gone wrong. So I talk on the shortwave radio, and I say to my mates, come on.
Let's build a great big convoy to battle through the storm. There's sympathy in numbers, we keep one another warm.
I can see by their looks of hope and fear they're waiting there for me. So I change down here and dawdle along, and you should hear them shout. As they let a 15 pull into the stop, then start passing out.
Cause we got a great big convoy, and I've got a beautiful hunch. We drive you all bananas when we come in a bunch. Come on.
This here's Rubber Duck. I report a pretty big pool of water in the Thingless Hollow. Can't get near the stop to pick up a load of commuter sheep. Come on.
What's the matter? You yell or something? Thought you was a rubber duck. Just drive right into the pool and create a Krakatoa tidal wave. Good hunting. 10-4.
And now in my rearview mirror, there's a car that wants to pass. It's one of them warts in an MG Sports that give me a pain in the back. So I leave a space in the convoy so that he'll be tempted to try. But as soon as he does, I close the gap. Mr. MGB, bye-bye.
Yes, we got a great big convoy when we pull out its gas. Cause we never get no signals to traffic trying to pass. Convoy!
And when you're late for a red hot date and you see me coming fast, don't run like hell, cause you know damn well I'll just go sail them back. There won't be another for 3 hours more as you're waiting the rain and snow.
Don't worry, old son. At last we come. 11 in a row.
Now, see here, Rubber Duck. Don't go making fancy promises, big buddy. Because all the boys is reporting sick. Yeah, Roger. They got a real bad case of international football fever. So what's the score, 10-4?
Yes, we got a great big convoy. Oh, what a beautiful sight. But when we give up in the morning, it's just a narrow night.
And that's it for this week, except for the Wednesday repeat at 10:30 p.m. Our final program in the present series is next Sunday night.
Round about 10:30. Get an earful again.
You've been getting an earful of Rosalie Linehan, John Coe, Des Cave, Aidan Grinnell, and Noel Keelan and Co. Sung by Jerry Fitzgerald and Simon Klein. The program is written by Fergus Linehan and Frank Sheeran and produced by William Stiles. And finally, did you see that charming young couple pictured in Monday's Irish Press, happily hugging one another?
Reunited at Heathrow Airport yesterday were snail trainer Chris Hudson and his wife Debbie. Their marriage broke down after a few months because, as Debbie said, Chris had the house full of smelly snails. Some women have no guts. What do you mean? A man crawling.
That was a stereo broadcast. Now at 11:01, the news headlines from Charles Mitchell.
The Fianna Fáil Ardéis entered in Dublin this evening. Delegates voted to give the party leader, Mr. Lynch, and the national executive power to nominate one candidate in any constituency where necessary for the general election. Earlier, the party spokesman on local government, Mr. Padraig Faulkner, said they'd raise loans for houses and the income limits of loan applicants to realistic levels if returned to power. The American company setting up an asbestos factory in Ovens, County Cork, has criticised objections by local people to the plant. Mr. Ted Dean, the managing director of the factory, which is due to open shortly, said asbestos was a health hazard and could cause cancer, but they had learned to handle it safely. The Bishop of Down and Connor, Dr. Philbin, said today that violence in Irish life was now so bad we were giving the world the image of a headhunter society. He was speaking at the ordination of the new Bishop of O'Conry, Dr. Thomas Flynn, in Ballachadreen. The Smallbriggs composition, It's Nice to Be in Love Again, won tonight's National Song Contest in RTE. The song, also sung by the composers, will now represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest on the 2nd of April. The weather forecast. Rain, still in the north, will die out during the night, but all districts will have occasional showers. There'll be sharp frost in some places. And there'll be news again at 11:45.
And now GAA sports results with Sean O'Callaghan.
Community Diva Court, Gwelsha Hugabinish, Prefury and Lane Yub, National Hurling League, Division 1A.
For the time, the tempo of the tune. Often when we play this now over the next few months, we will maybe even sing it as well. So let's listen now. See, can we all start again on the first note? All finish on the first note? All together. Well, don't forget, before we sing it, let's just think what kind of a song it is. What is the song about? You all know what it's about. So let's put that little bit of feeling into this singing like we do in the pain. 1, 2, 3.
Tell me, Siobhan, is Billy a very cross teacher?
No.
What would make him cross?
If he didn't practice.
Ah, and do you practice much at home?
Yeah.
How much now? 5 minutes? 5 hours? Something in between, I suppose. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Fine.
And how old are you?
10.
And what's your other name?
Thomas Maguire.
Sean Thomas Maguire. Fine, strong name. Where are the Maguires from?
My father is from Sligo and my mother's from Cavan.
It's a good mixture that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you been over there?
Yes.
And where do you live, round here?
No, I live up by Liverpool.
Oh. What's the big difference between Liverpool now and Sligo and Cavan?
Well, there's not enough space to play or anything like that.
Around Liverpool? Mm. But there are no buses in Cavan either, I suppose, like you have here.
Mm.
Have you been to Ireland very often?
Yes.
Billy Greenall's class there in Ashton. Time has flown, but unfortunately we're a minute shorter tonight and will be in future. So we really wish good night to you. Let's end this Sunday night with Siobhan's favourite tune.
Across the Water was presented by Donoghue Bowling and produced by Carlo Grefer.
the kind of line that you might expect to hear from me tonight. But maybe when you listen, you like it just the same. I wrote it while we stood out in the rain. Just a simple da 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 da. Sing it high, sing it low. Feel the rhythm da 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 da. And maybe it will tell you, I think that you should know.
And replay of the most important question in the final of Cross Country Swiss. Wicklow, can you tell me what are the two most hated words in Waterford?
Liam Devine,
congratulations, you've just won the final of Cross Country Swiss. And of course, last Wednesday was Gnash Wednesday.
Mummy.
Yeah, Fluffy, darling.
Did the men in the government smoke, Mummy?
No, Fluffy Posh. We've all given it up.
And is that good for the health, Mummy?
Of course it is, Mummy.
Yes, that's what Daddy said. Except for Mr. Ryan.
What about Mr. Ryan?
Well, Daddy said Mr. Ryan heard the news. He had a heart attack.
And showing the kind of leadership that befits a Minister for Health, Mr. Brendan Corinth gave up smoking on Wednesday, leaving Parliamentary Secretary Frank Cluskey alone among his colleagues, still on the weed.
It's not true. I just tell me it's not true.
For what?
Because every month, when the moon is full, Brendan Corinth grows hair on his face, reaches for a packet of 20, and goes around saying, "It's all right, everybody. I'm not the Wolfman. I'm Frank Cluskey."
Hey, Tim.
Why say that now, Ray?
Kay. Look, it's just that you're looking so beautiful tonight.
I know, stop it, Ray, with it, this instant.
Kay. Hey, it's been 16 months, 2 weeks, and 3 months.
Oh, Ray, will you stop behaving like a slobbering animal? It's time. It's Lent.
That's all very well, Kay. But when are you going to get it back?
On Sunday night, all eyes and ears were tuned into the National Brown Contest, with the Dana family supplying no less than 3 of the 8 songs in the final. They didn't quite make it, but happily, the show still survives as the national song incest of our time.
We study the form, examine the winners of Eurovision before. Like save all your kisses and touch your hammer and the shovel more. It's nice to win the song contest, that old familiar feeling when you sing the notes and get the votes again. It's nice to come out tops once more, just like the way we did before. The talk of the town. The song we sang was called "As You Love It." It's to win the song contest, with all the juries vote you best. It's nice to see the recipe still works. A pleasant song.
The government and a vital biopsy for Darlene.
polling day looks good. Apart from the arrest of his boot boy election agent, Jim, on a charge of voting 150 times. Episode 30, the end of the beginning. The polls had closed and a huge crowd had gathered at Malamutat National School to observe the final count. And over to Olivia O'Dreary of the political front.
While excitement is mounting here on my front, as the polls close and all the indications are that it's going to be a very close result, and here comes Michael Goucher, the FO candidate. Mr. Goucher, how do you feel things are going for you? Yes, indeed. All the political commentators have said that it's been an election which has been an unusually high standard of debate. Perhaps your opponent, Mr. Martin McGowan, if you'd like to comment.
Yes, I suppose.
Yes, and how about you, Senator Moore Redbreast?
Well, we take the general election as a base and analyze the cross-border government with the stipulation of the second and third government in the interest of the...
Yes, did you hear the news?
What is it, party hack?
There are 21 officers going to read out the results of the first count.
I was about to hear. 1-2, 1-2. 1-2.
By the power invested in me by God, by good President Hillary, and by the Monmouth Vocational Schools Committee, I, Seamus Hairpin, returning officer, being of Star Mind...
Get on,
mister! Get on,
mister! All right, all right.
The result of the first count is as follows. McGormless, Fine Ghoul, 3,751 votes. Gouger, FR, 3,751 votes. Retain! Redbreast, Labour, 153 votes.
The election results for us.
O'Hara, Trinity Socialist Revolutionary Marxist Maoist Party of Ireland. One vote.
I demand a recall.
It was Guevara O'Hara who came.
Here it is, ma'am. One vote. Look at it. I satisfied.
Mummy, you rotter. You promised you'd vote for me.
I dare for to tell O'Hara and Redbreast eliminated. And we will proceed to the redistribution of their votes.
Their old goddaughter, he looked worried. I'm very worried, Martin. I could swing either way now, I'm sure I could. It's a great shame they caught your election agent and him getting out one time.
But surely, Senator Redbreast votes will come the way of the government.
Well, normally that would have been so. But when you voted your wife off the pill that time, you alienated the poor carcass of the lobby. Come on, let's go and have a few jars down in Murphy's.
But we can't, Mr. Goddard. It is after hours.
Come on, don't be such a major.
And so the long night ran on, with votes being counted, checked, and rechecked. And then, in the small hours...
I, Seamus Hairpin, returning officer, representative of all the people of this constituency, of St. Patrick and I, St. Ireland, having
campaigned... Yes, don't give us the result.
I'm right. It's violent. The result is as follows. Goucher, F.R., 3,827. McGormless, Fine Bull, 3,828. And I therefore declare Martin McGormless elected.
I won by one vote.
That's because Mick Goucher couldn't vote for himself on account of not being able to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all, and especially my wife, Chrissy. Where are you, Chrissy?
In Massachusetts.
Without whose help and constant support, there would never have been possible, and I...
I'm pregnant again.
Oh, thanks be to the blessed Pope.
Thank you.
So Diana bustles and screams.
Hello, it's always nice to come back to my room. I talk in such a high dialect that nobody can understand what you're saying. Others like that. There's nobody can understand the price of it. But I like the sense of it. Like Harcourt's sugar style system. Another three songs in the National Song Contest. Oh no, what the hell? I'm not really doing this for butter. I'm doing it for the bread.
You know what?
I'm furious.
Oh? Pick a few losers, did you, Tito?
No, it's not that. It's that effernet crowd.
Oh, them?
Did you hear what they're calling Jack Nitz at the Rard Edge? The real Taoiseach. I am the real Taoiseach, Richie.
Of course you are, Taoiseach.
I won it fair and square in the last election.
Of course you did.
And I'll keep it fair and square in the next election. Well, fair and square. I can't understand how that crowd ever got in.
Oh, by fooling the electorate, Tisha.
No, not it's the government. It's the RDS. God, when I think of those gougers for losing the place where the Aga Khan Cup is held. Nothing sacred anymore, Richie.
And did you see they proposed to bring in new legislation about contraception then?
Well, that's the last straw, Richie.
Quite so, Tisha.
How in the name of God are we ever going to keep up standards in the Irish bloodstock industry if we allow contraception for horses?
Harold, explain to me about Egypt, Israel, Palestine, Jordan, and Syria.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, Seamus! Seamus, a powerful label for you know who and a baby shaman sherry, poor madame.
I read an article about them at the hairdressers. Apparently, the talks between them and the Africans have broken down.
Yeah, well, no, Maureen. You seem to have got your lines somewhat tangled there. Basically, you see, it's a question between the Jews and the Arabs.
But where do the Africans come in?
Well, they don't. That's a different question altogether.
Strange, though. Should mention the Middle East conflict. I ran into Ignatius Sobrini, the school's cup match last week.
Is he an Arab? No, Maureen. He comes from one of the most respected auctioneering families in the Midlands. His brother, the father Tom, though, worked for many years in the Celtic Studies department of the University of Kuwait, and he worked out how the whole thing could be sold.
I suppose he wanted to teach them all rugby.
Where did you guess? Well, they're Tom's contention, that they could work out all their aggressions in the field of play. Then after the match, they could thrash out all their problems over a few jars.
Would they ever play?
Well, he did organize a match in Bethlehem. Unfortunately, a bit of a dust stop happened in the first scrum, and before you could say Jack Robinson, they were shooting at each other. Well, Father Tom only just got away with his life. Oh yes, I'm afraid the Arabs and Jews have a long way to go, rugby-wise, and so have the Irish.
Well, I understand now all about the Arabs and this Jack Robinson, Harry. But what about the Egyptians and the Palestinians?
Oh. Seamus, double of the same again for me, and a horse's tail for the lady.
There were rumbles of discontent in the Guardian during the week and threats about forming a policeman's union. What will happen, one wonders, if they ever actually do form one?
Are you going to sign? The confession? Or do I have to turn you over to the heavy squad? All right, Guard Flatfoot, take over the interrogation.
Not very fair, Sergeant.
What did you say? Me and my colleagues of number 65 branch are hereby informing you that we are demanding danger money for interrogation in future.
Well, you're going to run your knuckles doing this.
For a moment, brother, we will be requiring a wear and tear allowance on boots.
Right, and a cleaning allowance on uniforms.
Yeah, look at these blood stains on my tunic.
Cab 64, Carney. Cab 64, Carney.
Come in, Cab 64.
We're outside in the banks after. There was a crowd of fellas in masks with guns after coming out. Carry inside.
Arrest them, for God's sake.
Well, just a minute, my friend. We go after these fellas, we're into overtime. We want clarification from the shops, George, as to whether this involves time and a half plus car allowance or double time with meal vouchers, petrol expenses and handcuff bonus.
Take anything you want, just arrest them, please.
Okay, so that decides then unanimously. And we'll be so recorded. Take it away.
Apparently, according to the papers, we're on the verge of a new supermarket price war. In an effort to slash prices to the bone, a new style of supermarket is coming which will cut out all the frills, such as display stands, special shelves and so on, and just concentrate on giving you the goods, plain and simple. But where will it all end?
Oh, God, my arm is sore from filling this sack with the washing powder. Imagine having to dig your own potatoes from the field back. I still suppose it's worse at these prices. Oh, excuse me, sir. Where would I get a pound of rump steak?
Just over there, madam. Here's a cleaver. Help yourself, please.
And that's more or less it for another series. So here come the rather tearful, earful singers, who, since they're about to become unemployed, are dressed in deep mourning and carrying begging bowls.
So long, pip pip and toodaloo. We'll be back in 6 months' time or so. Bye bye, so live, au revoir and kisses too. Cause as a Grimmel, it's time to go. When we get back upon the air, we'll have a brand new Doyle. I just hope, Richie, that the government's not feared for. Or whether FF or FG, the difference is at all. Goodbye and we'll be seeing you.
Three.